take baby steps. So if you haven't worked out in months, don't say, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week. Commit to 3 days and then walk. All or nothing approach. That's common, right? So everyone wants to go all the way in. And when we go all the way in, then we go all the way out. So you really need to find that happy medium. For instance, pulling back on caffeine, drinking more water, adding more veggies, like just taking these little steps. It doesn't need to be like these drastic, people always like want to do these drastic things. And that doesn't actually lead to the long-term transformation because that's when you quit. If you cut out all your favorite foods, if you say you're going to work out 6 days a week and you haven't been committed to that, if you say you're never going to have a cup of coffee again, right? If you go too extreme, you're never going to stick with it.
Welcome to the Freedom Slay podcast, where entrepreneurs, wantrepreneurs, and other passionate peeps come to fast track their success. If you're trying to make boss moves, hit that subscribe button because you don't want to miss out on any of the goods. Because every week you're going to hear the behind the scenes real tea from people making ginormous leaps to grow their business. And as a result, you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your own business goals. If you want to create a life of time and financial freedom, all while doing the things that you absolutely love, you're in the right place. Because we chat making impact and bank ground here. My name is Gainette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin. Welcome or welcome back to the Freedom Slay podcast. Today, you're going to learn how to shift your mindset, reclaim your body, and tap into your true potential. And you're doing that by listening to and learning from Angelica Ventures. She's a high performance mentor and health coach. She helps driven female entrepreneurs, executives, and real estate professionals who desire to really up-level their health and wealth. And she's doing this from experience because she herself is a seven-figure business owner and has been featured all over the place, like Entrepreneur, Authority Magazine, and even My Fitness Pal, which is a cool app. I actually have it on my phone. That's neither here nor there. But she is obsessed with guiding driven women to just shift their mindset and their bank accounts while shedding those unwanted pounds along the way without ridiculous diets and, you know, crazy restrictions. So to this day, she's helped over 700 women transform their bodies and minds while finding a true alignment in their personal and professional lives. And I really think you're going to enjoy this episode because we dive into the mindset pieces and how to create tangible results by first shifting your mindset and then some other things that you can do that I think you're going to find an awesome cherry on top. Let's dive in. Hey, Angelica, how's it going?
Amazing, beautiful day in Hawaii. Cannot complain.
Oh my goodness. What's the temperature there? I'm in Canada, so it's freezing.
Oh, freezing. It's probably around 70 right now. It's still early. It's like 8 a.m. So, but the yeah, it's early. Yeah, it's 8 a.m. for me. So typically though, where we live, the average temperature is like 82.
Makes sense. And you said, geez, 8 a.m. I had no idea you were in Hawaii. So we're looking at a huge time difference. I'm at 2 p.m. right now. I just want to get the audience familiar with who you are, who Angelica is. I've shared, of course, a bit of your bio at the in the intro of it all. But just I would like to know, like, what brought you to this point where you are today? Like, what were the moments?
Yeah. So I'll start by saying I'm originally from New York. So you might hear that come out in the interview. So born and raised in New York, and I went through a whole entire weight loss journey. Now it's almost 14 years ago. And I was doing medical sales at the time. And I was pretty miserable in my body, probably my entire life. Overweight, acne, depression. I'm sure a lot of your watchers can relate. Listeners, I should say. I went through this whole journey, hired my first coach, lost the weight. And I had this something in me that was like, you need to do this. You need to help other women achieve what you achieve, not just losing the weight, right? Because losing the weight is one thing, but really feeling amazing, confident, happy from the inside out. Yes, the visual health, but really just coming from the inside. So I actually quit my medical sales job and I moved from New York to California and started doing health coaching, nutrition coaching, personal training, all the things. I really loved it. And I felt like I found my true calling. And I just kept doing that, kept growing. And I decided I wanted to help more women. So I moved my business online before COVID, actually, in 2018. So it was a smart decision business-wise. And yeah, just been able to help women all over the world. So it's kind of a short story of how I got to where I am today. And then we chose to live in Maui because why not? The weather's always beautiful. California can be kind of, you know, up and down with the weather. It's a great state. But we just, yeah, I figured like my business is online, so I can live anywhere. So that's me in a nutshell.
And it seems like from the beginning, then you were free to explore and do things that you were called to do, because even moving from New York to California is a huge move. You're literally going on the other side of the country, and now you're obviously so much further now.
So. Yeah, right. I said it like it was nothing, right? For a lot of people, they would never do it. I'm really big into following my gut, my intuition. When I get an intuitive hit, like the hit I got when I started to feel that when I was losing the weight, something in me was like, this is what you're meant to do. Then something in me was like, you need to leave New York. And then something in me was like, you need to leave California. And same thing with moving my business online. I get these intuitive hits and I really follow them and I really follow my gut.
And how can you help someone then who may feel something or may think something and they're like, is this my intuition or am I just bugging? Like, how are they able to clarify for themselves if they aren't used to, you know, following their gut?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people deny what they're feeling, right? Mm-hmm. They'll feel something, they'll maybe hear something in their brains and they're like, oh no, that's ridiculous. Or no, that's crazy. So what it really comes to is teaching people to how to instill belief in themselves, whether it's something that you want to manifest in your life, a new house, a boat, whatever it may be, or even with your body. So it's teaching people to instill belief and certainty. That really is what is going to propel you towards your desires. And then learning how to trust that instinct. Learning how to trust your instinct also, I believe, comes with learning how to know and be and sit with yourself. Like, I started a deep meditation practice 5 years ago and just kind of listening to that inner voice. Because if you never just sit with yourself, which as we know, as busy entrepreneurs, a lot of us don't, right? We go, we do this, we do that. Where a lot of my clients who are entrepreneurs are also mothers. So they're wearing a million different hats and it's like, slow down. So if people actually slow down and take just 5 minutes of breathing and sitting with themselves, they'll be able to listen to that inner voice as well.
Such great advice. I love that you mentioned that, because usually when someone is so busy, they think they don't have the time to slow down, but really that's when they need to slow down more than ever, right?
Totally. That's when we need to slow down, when we're that go, go, go and in fight or flight mode, which also then affects our body in so many horrible ways when we're operating out of that. And when you're operating out of that and you're so stressed, you're going to have trouble also listening to that inner voice, because it's almost like you're blocking it out because you're just so crazy busy.
Mm-hmm. And from the business perspective, then, when you moved to California, now that's a huge state with, I'm sure, tons of coaches and people there. How did you actually build the business? Were you building it in New York? Was it through social media at the time? Did you have like a Facebook group? Like, what did that look like? Were you knocking on doors?
No, that's a funny question. Yeah. So I left New York to move to California with no job lined up. I am just like determined as fuck. I do not care. When I want to do something, I go. So I basically decided like, I want to start. And like to get started in the health industry, personal training is always like a good way to get your foot in the door. So I got my personal training certification in New York while I was doing medical sales. I got my nutrition certification in New York. So I was doing medical sales and I would come home at night and just study. And I had these certifications. So I decided that I picked California because it really is a mecca of fitness and health. Everyone's very fit there. It's very progressive as far as what they develop there product wise. And anyway, so I chose California. I love the sun. And I was like, I don't have a job, but I'm gonna figure it out. So I walked into Equinox Gym, which if you live in the United States, you may be familiar, but it's one of the biggest, nicest gyms in the country. Never had a gym job. Obviously, I had only done a little bit of personal training with my friends in New York. And I was just like, introduce myself. The manager interviewed me and I got hired, but he later ended up telling me that he didn't really think I was a good fit because I was too aggressive, which cracks me up because I'm from New York. So I am aggressive, and I'm very determined. Anyway, end up getting the job at Equinox Gym. And within 4 weeks, I worked my way up to be one of the top trainers there. So I did what I had to do to prove myself. And I was like, I went from making, you know, six figures in medical sales to $14 an hour at a gym, but it was what I really wanted to do. And it's paid off. Yeah. I just knew. I trusted. I'm like, you know, my parents thought I was crazy. My friends thought I was crazy. I left this beautiful like penthouse apartment from New York on the beach and just packed everything up and moved. But like when you have this deep desire to do something and it's your true passion, I believe you'll be successful and the money will come.
Mm-hmm. And it's that ability to take that risk, knowing that you're going to land on your feet no matter what, right?
Yeah, have to take risks.
So I love that you had that faith. I'm now curious, what did you say to the manager that first day when he's like, oh, wow, this one's aggressive?
When he said that, I basically looked at him and I was like, look how many new clients I've gotten, the personal training team, you know, like, look how many new clients I've gotten in this short period of time. He really couldn't say anything. He knew. He's like, no, you're right. Because nothing against people in California, but they're way more lackadaisical with their work ethic. And I'm this New Yorker who comes in and I'm like walking around the gym floor, helping people, doing this, doing that. So yeah, he couldn't say anything because I was performing really well. It's all about performance. Mm-hmm. Personal training is essentially a sales position. You're selling yourself on the gym floor.
You already had that sales experience as well.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I've been selling since I was 16. My first job ever was selling sneakers in the mall. See? The second we got it, my parents helped me get a car. They were like, okay, now you go work.
And then how did you transition then from that position where you were a personal trainer to helping women with their mindset and with their bodies and all the other pieces?
So I actually stumbled upon like a business and life coaching academy after I left Equinox. So I left the gym and I decided, like, you know, 4 years at a gym, I worked my way up. You can only make so much money. You can only see so many people in a day without burning yourself out. And I knew I wanted to do more with nutrition and like lifestyle, because I know when I was training people, they were always talking to me about their lives. It was never just about the workouts. I almost felt like sometimes I was like personal trainer / therapist. So I knew I liked doing that stuff. So I got myself a business coach. I got myself a life coach, energy coach. So I got coached by those people. And then I felt really even more expansive. And I decided, like, I want to take my business online. When you asked about the Facebook group or Instagram, when I moved to California, I did not have Instagram. I had 200 friends on Facebook. So when I launched my business online, I literally only had 200 friends on Facebook and like 30 posts on Instagram and like 30 followers. It's been building it up, building up. I literally started this business from nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you help know a lot with mindset, the mindset pieces. And, you know, sometimes people hear mindset and I get it because I believe the mind is so powerful and it does 80% of the work, right? We have to obviously physically be there and do the actions, but so much of it starts before that. But there are always people, and I know there's people listening to this episode who are like, mindset fluff, right? So do you have like any tangible steps that someone can take to just tap into their full potential through mindset?
Yeah. So first things first, we can start real basic, because let's just keep it real basic. Say you're desiring something. Start with first writing out your goals. This is like, let's go basic. You write out your goals. Then you have standards for your goals, because everyone in the world has goals, but without setting yourself up some standards for these goals, then obviously you take aligned action. And aligned action looks different for every person. But what has worked for me and what I teach my clients is, obviously, let's just use weight loss because it's very simple. And that's part, one of the things I coach on. So let's say you desire to lose 20 pounds. So that's your desire. That's your goal. What are the standards? My standards are waking up at 5 a.m. every day, drinking 100 ounces of water. So you set these standards. Then you're also doing the mindset work with the physical, the tangible, on the belief, on the certainty. And the way I do that with my clients is through journaling, is through meditation. It may be affirmations, but also, once again, affirmations don't work if you don't want believe them. So you have to believe in what you're saying. It may be a mantra. Every person is different, quite honestly. You know what I mean? It's like, affirmations may work for someone. Embodiment, movement, and dancing, that stuff may work for someone else. So everyone is different. I'm grounding in nature. Like, I like to go to the beach and just stand and feel and listen to the ocean. So for me, that really helps. But doing something which takes it back to, once again, where you can be with yourself to feel your feelings and visualize, like really visualize what you want. And like you said, a lot of it starts in the mind, and the mind is connected to the body. And a lot of people just kind of forget that, whether it's business, whether it's weight loss. If you don't believe in what you desire, it's going to be very hard for the universe to conspire with you for it to come true. Mm. And that's, it's now like a practically scientifically proven. I mean, there's so much study in the quantum field on how thoughts affect the body, and the body holds score with all. It's so true. So true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you also broke down the standards piece, because when you set goals, and then from the goals, you have the standards. So really what they are, it sounds as if you're saying like little micro steps that are going to get you to that goal. And I can see how that's so helpful, because people have goals and then they think they need to get there. So let's say someone wants to lose 20 pounds or be a New York Times bestseller or whatever. Right. And then they're trying to take action to get there. But if you don't have any direction for that action, then right, it makes it so much more difficult. So I'm glad that you broke it down that way, because I think it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah. And another thing I like to say, standards are what I like to call non-negotiables. So for me, for myself as a busy entrepreneur, I have non-negotiables like set up in my day. Like, I'm always going to go for a walk. Like, I always get my steps in. I always wake up and drink, you know, my green tea. So just, there's certain things that are non-negotiables, like meditation every morning, things that I know that lead me to feel my best optimal self. And it doesn't matter whether I'm here or traveling, whatever is going on in my life, those things are non-negotiable. So you can kind of look at your standards too, is like pick three things that are non-negotiable.
And what advice then would you have for the person who's listening? Maybe, you know, they may be a side hustler, right? Maybe they're career driven and they have a side hustle, or they're a full-time entrepreneur. They're saying, well, how can I navigate my health with all these other things happening? Like, do you have any tips for them?
Yeah, of course, baby steps. So I get it. We work with all busy, whether they're entrepreneurs, real estate agents, doctors, nurses, lawyers in our program, they're all busy. And then most of them are mothers on top of it. They're busy with their career, they're busy with their family and their partner. Take baby steps. So if you haven't worked out in months, don't say, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week. Commit to 3 days and then walk, right?
That's me. I'll go like, I said, 2 6.
All or nothing approach. That's common, right? So everyone wants to go all the way in. And when we go all the way in, then we go all the way out. So you really need to find that happy medium. For instance, pulling back on caffeine, drinking more water, adding more veggies, like just taking these little steps. It doesn't need to be like these drastic, people always like want to do these drastic things. And that doesn't actually lead to the long-term transformation, because that's when you quit. If you cut out all your favorite foods, if you say you're going to work out 6 days a week and you haven't been committed to that, if you say you're never going to have a cup of coffee again, right? If you go too extreme, you're never going to stick with it. So my advice to any, you know, busy entrepreneur at any point in their life, pick baby step things, like micro commitments, and go from there.
Mm-hmm. And they can grow over time. So I like that, the micro steps. And it goes back to that goal. And it's so far away. People are trying to jump to step 100. And it's like, you're going to take the first five first, you know, like take those steps.
Okay. Yeah. Like, you're not going to just run a marathon in a month. You have to like train for months and months and months, right? So body transformation, weight loss, whatever you want to call it, it's a lifelong journey. Like, I lost 35 pounds 14 years ago and have kept it off. This is a lifelong thing for me. So one thing I want to point out mindset wise, a lot of women tell me like, oh, I'm not consistent. I start and stop. It's because they're not connected to their why. If you were super clear, everyone knows their goals, like we talked about before, but if you don't know your why and why something is important to you, you're not going to stick with it. Because when it gets hard, you're going to say, I don't feel like it. I don't feel motivated. It's a question I get all the time. How are you so motivated? I'm not so motivated. I'm not.
Yeah. Motivation isn't dependable. I say it all the time. Like, we can't expect ourselves to be motivated 100% of the time. And it's that discipline in those times when we aren't to be able to move forward.
Yeah. So what I ask, like when I do trainings, is how do you show up in the face of adversity? Who are you in the face of adversity and challenges? Because that's what makes you the powerful woman that you can be. Not when it's easy and butterflies and rainbows. How do you show up in the face of adversity? Sometimes that woman comes to me like, oh, I want to start your program, but I'm going on vacation. Then I have this and I have that. I go, great. It's the perfect time to start. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, because this is your life and it's not going to change. So if you keep trying to push it off when things are hard, you're never actually going to learn how to adopt. So we just need to start now. We just need to go all in.
I'm curious now. Let's learn about the program that you have. Can you share a bit more about it? Do you have a membership? Is it more of like an online course? Is it one-on-one? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So it's almost everything you said, but it's not a membership. I don't believe in memberships for weight loss, because I think that that allows people to pull out too easy. And the reason why people have trouble achieving long-term weight loss is because they have not been 1,000% committed. So we have a 3-6 month program or a year long. It's called Fit for Life. And it's really about being mentally fit, physically fit, emotionally fit. We do everything customized. So you would eat different than I eat. My clients eat different, like every client eats differently. So everything is customized to a T. I really believe in building the program to each client's individuality. And that also means based on their lifestyle, their family, like how do they eat, what their goals are. Everyone's bodies are different. So everything is customized to a T, meal plan, gut health protocol, fitness protocol, movement. You know, not everyone is ready to go to the gym and be hardcore. So we have home workouts, gym workouts, whatever anyone needs. We customize it to them. And then every week I actually hold a mindset coaching call on various topics. So, and then we do meditation, we do breath work. So there's literally so much in the program. It's, I really believe in the mind body connection. It's not just like, here's your workouts, here's your nutrition, goodbye and good luck. It's not that. We go deeper, because what I believe to create long lasting transformation is working on the emotions, the habits, the patterns, the triggers, and the behaviors that led you to gain weight in the first place. Without breaking those things down, you're always in that vicious diet cycle.
And where can people find you or find more about the program itself?
Yeah, just go to my Instagram at the Angelica Ventrice. You could send me a message if you have any questions. And there's actually a link in my bio that is fully descriptive about the program. And you could apply for a consult call through that. But the link in my bio is quite descriptive. And there's lots of good photos and videos.
Perfect. And I'll link, of course, to that in the show notes as well. So if you are driving or you're listening while you're in the shower, no judgment, we will have it all below in the podcast episode. There is one question I love to ask at the end of every single one of these Freedom Slay podcast episodes, and that is, what does freedom mean to you?
Ooh, freedom to me means internally just being able to feel abundant, carefree, joyous, love, light, like internally. That's a feeling of freedom to me. On the outside, it means being able to live where I want, when I go where I want, when I want to go, do what I want to do without any chain, which is why I have an online business. So if I want to go live in Italy in September, which I might for a month, I can go do that. That's like the physical freedom to me, being able to walk to the beach in the middle of the day because I chose to live close to the ocean. So that's like the physical freedom. So I think there's like the mental and the physical.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. Thank you so much for hopping on, Angelica.
It was awesome. Thank you.
That was such a short, sweet episode that just, I think, packed a punch and reminds us how powerful the mind is and how it really is the first piece of the puzzle when we're looking to achieve any goals. And I loved the reminder to set those standards, to set those little micro steps along the way in order to get to those goals. If you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have, make sure you take a screenshot and tag myself as well as Angelica over on Instagram. So I'm at Gaynete, G-A-Y-N-E-T-E, and Angelica is at The Angelica Ventures. So that's The, T-H-E, Angelica is A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, and Ventures is V-E-N-T-R-I-C-E. The Angelica Ventures. And of course, I'm going to put all of this below in the show notes, as I mentioned, as well as all the information for this episode and her links. See you next time, or chat with you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay. I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find and benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. #TransparentAF. I appreciate you.